A gunman opened fire in a movie theater in Lafayette, Louisiana last night, killing two and injuring more than a half dozen others. The shooting happened at the Grand Theater just before a 7:30 showing of the film Trainwreck. The gunman who took his own life has been identified as John Russell Hauser, a 59-year-old lone white male. Here's Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal speaking at a press conference earlier today.
I want to emphasize, for those that aren't from here, this is a normal movie theater in a normal part of a normal town. This is anywhere USA. We're literally blocks from the local university. You never in a million years think it could happen here. You never want it to happen anywhere, but you never think it could happen here. You never think it could happen in Louisiana or Lafayette. This just shows these senseless acts of violence can literally happen anywhere.
We turn now to Jessica Goff, reporter for the Daily Advertiser in Lafayette, Louisiana. Jessica, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi.
So Jindal there, it's sort of sad to hear him speak because, in fact, we do expect these shootings almost to happen anywhere. I mean, that's what the attack is on normal America. He can say that all he wants, but how is the community feeling right now?
The community is reeling. You know, this movie theater, just like when he says, you know, normal town America, this is a popular hangout. It's along a main artery of town. So at any given night, it's busy, and everyone is shocked because no one knows what the motive was here.
And the scenario is a little bit puzzling because the position of the car and some of the details that law enforcement have revealed indicate that there was more of a plan here by John Russell Hauser, the shooter, than to kill himself. What do we know?
It gets more and more bizarre. My understanding of he was described as a drifter from Alabama. He was staying in a hotel here for more than a month and had wigs in his hotel room. We don't know if they were disguises or anything like that. Nobody knows anything about this guy. They're asking for the public to come forward if they have any information about him.
And what's the license plate status on the car? He wasn't on a tag that was associated with that car or something like that, right?
Yeah, they're not releasing a lot of that information right now. I think it's still new. They did pass around his photo at the press conference this morning. A lot of that information, I think, is going to come later today.
And the car was parked near the exit of the theater. I was seeing in one report which suggested he possibly wanted to escape and that the suicide wasn't his outcome in the original plan.
Correct. We were told that his intention was to go and shoot people, but not to take his own life. It wasn't until law enforcement entered the theater that he shot himself.
A remarkably fast response by law enforcement. What do you know about that?
The SWAT team arrived within a minute of the call, and then it just escalated from there. My colleague and I were two of the first reporters to get at the scene, and I mean, immediately they started roping everything off and directing bystanders to get out of the way. And very quick response for a mid-sized city that is not used to this kind of crime. It was pretty remarkable.
What did bystanders and theater patrons say to you in the early going?
We approached a woman who was praying. She was on her knees praying kind of in the median of the parking lot, in a grassy area. She was in an adjacent theater, heard some gunshots. She just kept saying she was worried about the manager who she knew and people there. And then another man was kind of slumped in the parking lot. And he was in such shock, he couldn't speak at all. I was concerned that he was having a stroke or a heart attack. He was just staring forward. And then he started saying there was so much blood. Evidently, he carried one of the victims out who was shot in the leg. So the bystanders, everything from people saying they thought it was more than one gunman, different things like that. Everyone's very shocked.
Well, a tense situation there in the dusk hours of last night in Lafayette, Louisiana. Jessica Goff, thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Jessica Goff is a reporter for the Daily Advertiser in Lafayette, Louisiana, the site of a shooting where a gunman opened fire at a movie theater, killing two and injuring more than a half dozen others before shooting himself.